Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence in You. I'm Rebecca Miller. I've been your guest host today, and just wishing well for John Ryan, and sending our love to John and our co-host Otto Loos.
Likewise with John, we always think about John and we wish him well while he's recovering.
And I'm sure, and you know, probably be on next week.
Yeah.
Christina.
He will be on next week.
Christina Liu, the fabulous radio show producer.
I can't believe we're on our last segment. And so as we had said, September 3rd, you can partake in the Zoom hot tips on the most current fraud and scams. That's going to be from 2 to 3 p.m. And all you do is call 311 or 869-6311, and you'll get the Zoom link for that. I also touched upon, I want people to know, the social discussion group meets via Zoom on Thursdays at 11:30 if you want to be a part of that. If you are a man who is 60 and over in the town of North Hempstead, you can join the men's community group also via Zoom on Fridays, which is really, really great. And, you know, what's really great is the virtual Project Independence advisory committees are going strong, and there's one for each region. If you're interested in September, you know, Otto said you could, the same rules apply as to when it was in person, the advisory committees. You know, you could say as much as you want, or you could say as little as you want. And I think it's a great place, especially right now, to stay connected and stay informed about what's going on in the town. So that's really something I recommend everyone. You can call 311 and find out the date for your particular region. And there's always a different speaker every meeting. So that's really great. And the World in Motion Current Events Group meets every other Wednesday. They have been going super strong, talking about all the current events and crazy topics that are going on in our world. So it's really a great discussion. I know, Rebecca, I know you've hosted it as I have before. So it's quite the lively bunch. And that's at 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. every other Wednesday. So the next one is September 16th.
You know what I liked about that group too, the world when they're talking, I mean, because they do talk about current events, and they try not to get political, but everything
but it's hard.
Political. And everybody's very respectful of each other. I mean, you could be sitting there saying, oh my God, I can't believe that, you know, but you're like, let him speak. And it's just it's good for everybody, you know, because they're, you know, very engaging, very intellectual, and they're reading and they're getting their view, you know, getting your views out and being listened to. So it's a good group. It's a great discussion group.
I have to say I'm very impressed with all of these groups, because I know the men's group also can tend to, you know, get a little controversial politically with things. But what's really great is that there is a level of respect that goes on. And, you know, as we all know, things can get like heated, but at the end of the day, you know, everyone's respectful of one another. And I think that if everyone should learn something from the Project Independence groups who are able to maintain a level of civility in these conversations. So
yes,
definitely check out those. I recommend. And the next installment of the Technology for the Terrified group is Online Banking Made Easy Part 2. We had a part one a couple of months ago. That's going to be on Tuesday, September 22nd. And on this, you're going to learn about Venmo, Zelle, and different money transfers, in addition to setting up different vendors. So that's from 2 to 3 p.m., which I think should be certainly informative. And then we are proud to say our St. Francis cardiac screenings began a couple of days ago. We had our first one and it was very well attended. There's obviously all new safety protocols. It's not actually in the van, but a lot of people were happy that they were able to get their blood pressure checked and different kinds of screenings. And it's all free. You do not need to make an appointment. And the next one is going to be September 24th at Manhasset Valley Residence, from 10 to 2 p.m. And then on September 29th at Fuchillo Park in Carl Place from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So those are our September dates, which is great. And I recommend, but, you know, it made us all, I know, at Project Independence, kind of when we're able to schedule these things and you start seeing different agencies that you're partnered with or finding new creative ways to start back up again. Mm-hmm. I know personally, it just makes you feel good, you know, because you feel like you're kind of, you know, tracking along to, you know, whatever the new normal may be, and to hold on to those things. And these screenings were so important to so many of our residents. So they're all, cause like they're free, like I said, and to have that offered again is really wonderful. So
you don't need a reservation. You can just,
right. Yes, you don't need a reservation.
I know the town had a concert Wednesday night. It was a Billy Joel band at Clark Botanic Garden. Only 50 people could attend, but it was an outdoor non-drive-in concert, which was, you know, everybody had to be in their own little circle, their own little area. But I heard that it went off really nice. So just another sign of coming back, you know, doing the things that we like to do. And,
I think that's what's really cool about North Hempstead is that on all departments, we're talking a lot about PI, obviously. But all these departments, you know, I see the building department is doing these virtual presentations, you know, so everyone's kind of trying to, as we said, the parks department with these concerts and different drive-in movies and whatnot, you know, it's really thinking outside the box. And I was laughing. The supervisor said in one of our interviews, she was laughing because she said, here I am. You know, we're talking about drive-in movies and like all this nostalgia. She's like, it's like this crazy time warp of like, you know, kicking it back to like old school ways of certain things. So it's really, the town has done an amazing job, like I said, of being innovative and figuring out how to have these services and programs provided safely. So
Prior to your life, there were drive-in theaters.
Yeah.
You know, Westbury, Valley Stream. Oh, yeah. Whitestone, there were multiple drive-in theaters.
Yeah, I actually went to when I was, that was my first movie with my parents. They took me to the drive-in and I thought it was the coolest thing because I was also super obsessed with Grease. So to me, some things never change. And I was like, thought I was the coolest kid in the world at the drive-in because, you know, I was like Sandy from Grease. So, you know, clearly there was always some kind of inspiration, you know, in my brain.
Tell the truth. That was last week, Christina.
That's what I said. I laugh with my mom because, you know, my mom always laughs with all of her friends because everyone's like, oh, I miss when my daughter was younger. My mom's like, well, mine's like really stayed consistent. Like her interests are pretty much the same and not too much has changed. So it's just staying forever young, people, and holding on to those things that make you happy. So anyway, back to PI. We had touched upon, you know, that Barry Klitzberg will be on next week. He is also offering two Zoom presentations, one on October 6th and one on October 14th from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. via Zoom, where he'll talk about, you know, more in depth about all these things, different changes and Part D and whatnot. So that should be really, really informative. I recommend everyone. I mean, those we know are always super attended. The Medicare 2021 chats. And then October 27th, the next technology for the terrified is how to sell stuff on the internet, which I think is going to be a really, really great.
I'll watch that one.
I know, because I thought that was great, you know, because as I said, there's, you know I've done it. I know so many people have went through stuff, you know, you're looking in your garage, your drawer. I mean, everyone's home all day long, so you can't like help it. And so the whole premise is to declutter and figure out how to sell something you might
safely,
have, you know,
very safe. You have to be, you know,
So Barbara Melman will touch upon that. And I think that should be wonderful. So like I said, you can call 311 or 869-6311 for any of these programs. I mean, we're constantly coming up with new content and programming. So we're just trying to get through this all together at the end of the day and keep everyone active and, it's
engaged and
you know, and I also just want to give a quick kudos to everyone in PI and DOSA for, on top of being in a pandemic, we've been hit with some crazy weather. So it's really been quite, the world. I said, if anything, we're all going to be so resilient after this. so it's really the responses and the social workers and nurses the cases I've seen that, you know, have been coming in are very intense and very in depth. And the fact that, you know, they're finding ways to still get seniors connected is really incredible. And we have the best PI social workers and nurses. So
oh, we do. You know, just because you mentioned it, tomorrow, Saturday, we may get remnants of the Hurricane Laura. So just be aware of that. We do have some people who have taxi rides already booked. So just kind of be aware that the weather is going to be a little shaky, and, you know, just be safe. And, you know, if you need to make any changes to any transportation with the town, you just call 311. And that's it. And today is August 28th, 2020. So if you're listening to this in a recording, you know, maybe a month or 2 months from now, there's no storm, Laura. Yeah,
I like that. Don't get anyone freaked out.
This is August 2020.
Absolutely. But listen, and that's a good time to stay home if the weather is crummy and go through stuff that you'd like to sell, you know, so you can start getting prepared, doing some research around the house.
I know, Otto, you wanted to throw in one comment.
That stuff to sell thing. I know some people that actually do sell stuff, and they actually wind up making a couple of bucks.
Yeah, my cousin makes a lot of money. Job.
Well, yeah, that'll be a whole topic. Maybe you'll have somebody come on who can do a radio show thing about how to sell on the internet safely. But we've come to the end of the show. Thanks to Dan Cox at WCWP.org. And it was a great show, really informative. We have a great show coming next week. Thank you, Otto. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you, Rebecca.
You're welcome. Thank you. And have a wonderful, safe weekend. And thank you so much for listening.